Isaiah 47, I want to think about some of the reasons that God gives for condemning Babylon. Verse 8, they're condemned because you say in your heart, I am, and there is none else besides me. Well, that is exactly the language that God has used about himself. In Isaiah 45, verse 6, I am Yahweh, and there is none else. Babylon had appropriated that to themselves, maybe not consciously, but you say in your heart, I am, and there is none else. Yahweh, of course, means I am that I am. And so Babylon could have been condemned for a whole range of issues, for aggression, for abuse, for violence, for idolatry, for all sorts of things. But God chooses to focus upon their attitudes in their hearts and the implication of those attitudes, playing God in their heart, considering I am that I am, and there is none else besides me. Whereas Yahweh alone is I am that I am, and there is none else besides me. And so you see the critical importance of the heart and of heart attitudes. It's what you think in your heart, in your deepest self-talk, when no one else is watching and nobody else apparently knows. That is the indicator before God of who you really are. And that's why it is so important that we are spiritually minded. That is why it's so important what we listen to, what we have going on. Turn that radio off and don't listen to nonsense and don't listen to the empty words of so-called entertainment and entertainers, but fill yourself with the things of God and of God's word. That is the way to spiritual mindedness. Mix with those who are spiritually minded, those who talk about spiritual things. This is the way to be spiritually minded. The idea that I am and there is none else besides me, you could say, is really the equivalent of chronic selfishness. I am and there is none else beside me. I'm the only person who really matters. And we live in a world which is Babylon, which does say in their heart, effectively, I am. Who I am is so critically important, and there is none else besides me. My personality, my interests, my agenda, my narratives, this is so critically important. And yet we are baptized into the name, and effectively the name of Yahweh is called upon us. His character, which is part of that name, declared in Exodus 34, merciful, truthful, judging sin, patient, etc. This is to consume us. It's not that our personality is thereby destroyed and that who we are as persons is therefore irrelevant. Not at all. But God's glory is to be uniquely, as it were, refracted through us, through our unique personality, rather than saying, I am and there is none else beside me. Well, as I say, throughout Isaiah, God has repeatedly said, I am and there is none else. He is the only final ultimate reality, the only ultimate narrative, the only ultimate story, the only ultimate spirit, as it were. It is he who always was as he was and will always be as he is. This is what Yahweh means. And our association with his name is therefore the very opposite of this chronic egoism. I am. Just do it, as these foolish slogans say. Just be yourself. No, then just be yourself. That can be read as really an encouragement to chronic egoism. Just speak your truth, gal. You know, just speak your truth. No, speak his truth. Have his name as your name. As I say, I'm not saying that we become irrelevant as persons. The whole message of the gospel is of the salvation of the individual, that I personally, I Duncan, you, John, Ian, Karen, you, as the sum of all your experiences that becomes you, your personality, that you and I shall be saved. That is the message. And yet, it is also not simply you and me saved so that We can carry on playing silly games on our screens forever and ever, and doing just what I want. No. We are saved insofar as we are identified with his name and his glory. You see, verse 10, you've trusted in your wickedness. You've said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and knowledge, it has perverted you, and you've said in your heart, I am, and there is none else beside me. Again, this is repeated. So then, it is not so that no one sees me, that I am responsible only to myself, and I shall do what turns me on and what I want to do according to my narrative, my agenda. No, if we are associated with his name, he is, and there is none else beside him. And so religion, it can tend to be a sort of a hobby, something you do a few times a week. You go to church or whatever, and show some interest in the things related to your particular religion. But the true spirituality is 24/7. It's not about that. It is about his name, and not being chronically egoistic, whereby I am and there's nobody apart from me.